الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In a sea of negativity and against a tide of negativity, we need to build resistance. In a world where people are increasingly testing positive for AIDS, drugs, cancers, TB, debt, illness, sadness, despair, it's time to become faith positive. I'm Abdullah, and over the next few mornings during month of Ramadan, this will serve as your faith positive reminder. Today's is titled, As You Were. We often hear at the onset of Ramadan or before the month of Ramadan, I wish I went for Umrah this Ramadan. I wish I could read Salah behind the Imams of the Haram, Sheikh Sudais, Sheikh Shireen. I wish I could spend the month of Ramadan in the tranquility that is Madinatul Nabi ala sahibiha al-Fatahiyya. Oh, I wish I wasn't writing exams in the month of Ramadan. Oh, I wish it wasn't so hot. Oh, I wish it wasn't so cold. Almost as if we think that if we were somewhere else, we would be able to do Ramadan better. Stop right there. It's not about where you are in the month of Ramadan. It is that you have reached the month of Ramadan. That is the most significant point. And this is expressed, or this sentiment comes through in the dream of a Sahabi, Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he reports about two men who embraced Islam at roughly around the same time, the one being an ardent mujahid, fought in many battles as a martyr therein, and the other not so much. He passed away a year later. And he had a dream where he saw those two men, and he saw himself at the door of Jannah, and the one who passed away a year after the mujahid, being asked to enter paradise first, then the mujahid, and then he said someone came out to him and told him, go back, your time hasn't come yet. When he woke up, he talked to his sahaba, his friends, his companions about his dream, and eventually that news reached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was certainly not surprised, and he asked them, what is so surprising about this? Min ayyi dhalika ta'jabun? What are you so shocked about? They said, we shocked because the one who is a martyr, and a martyr obviously has significant virtue over somebody who hasn't fought in so many battles. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yes, but the one who wasn't a martyr, he remained on earth for one more year. They said, yes, he did. So in that one more year, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Adraka Ramadan. He got one more Ramadan. And he was able to fast, and he was able to read Salah, and he was able to pray a lot more. Wasn't that true? And they replied in the affirmative. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, well, that in itself was a reason why their virtue is what is the distance between Mimma Bayna Sama'i wa Ard. The difference between them is greater between that is with the heavens and the earth, because he managed to capture, he managed to reach one more Ramadan. It's not about where you are, it's not about whether or not you can do it better in another place. It's not anything like that. It's about that you have reached the holy month of Ramadan, so you have to do and you have to try to capture the essence of it wherever you are and whatever the circumstance and wherever the situation. So that's what the meaning of today's title is, As You Were. Wherever you are, capture the essence of Ramadan. Don't wish you were someplace else. The practice of Islam is not limited to makan, some specific place. And before I end today, I want to read from the Farsi poet Ahmad Shamlu, where he reminds us that there's something to aspire to wherever we are. Aim for something higher. So maybe we're in the same place, maybe we're in the same city, the same house, the same country, the same job that we were in last year. We're wishing for something else, but we can still ascend to greater heights. And he says, Charaghi-e dardast, charaghi-e dardilam, zangare ruham, raisi ghal mizanam. آینا ای برابر آینا ات می گذارم تا از تو ابدیتی بس آزم. And the gist of that is, he's saying, with a lamp in my hand and a lamp in my heart, I will scrub off all the rust of my soul. I will then be able to set a mirror in front of your mirror, Allah Almighty, to build an eternity out of you and you alone. And that makes us realize that maybe as you were in the place that we are, but definitely ascend in the rank and the status, and that's very possible, inshallah. Until tomorrow for your next faith positive reminder, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.